This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If you don't believe in the neurotoxicity of thimerosal, then you don't believe in science. You don't believe in chemistry. The mountain of evidence proving the link between thimerosal, which is made of mercury, a toxic heavy metal, a known neurotoxin, and neurodevelopmental disorders and even autism is undeniable. It's absolutely undeniable. That doesn't mean that thimerosal is the only thing that causes autism. There are probably many factors that contribute to what I call the trigger point of autism, sort of a breakdown. Children can handle a certain amount of toxic exposure. It's a very small amount, and it depends on many factors, such as their current nutrition, their current level of vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, other nutrients that they have in their system. But at a certain point, it's just one molecule too much, and exposure to thimerosal can be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. And it can push a child over the edge into a neurological crash. And this can happen during development, in utero, in other words, or it can happen when they're a child, as an infant or as a young child. And frankly, the earlier that vaccines are given to children that contain thimerosal, the higher the risk of neurological damage. And many children, they're perfectly healthy, they're happy, healthy, learning, have good behavior, good observation, even good decision-making, and so on, until the day they get the vaccine. And then they get the vaccine, they go into a seizure, and they have a temperature, and when they emerge from this temperature and seizure, often a day later or 48 hours later, they are then autistic. The vaccine has caused a crash of neurology, and it's because of not just thimerosal, but also other metals, including aluminum, which is used in vaccines. And there's also evidence that shows that mercury, thimerosal, when combined with aluminum exposure, has a multiplication of the toxic effect. And so the CDC openly admits that thimerosal and aluminum and MSG, another neurotoxin, are used in vaccines. Even formaldehyde is used in vaccines. And so all of these are neurotoxins, if you think about it. Now, why would we want to inject our children with known neurotoxins that cause neurological disorders and dumb people down and reduce the ability to learn and so on? Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll do a podcast on the big picture another day. It has to do with Bill Gates and depopulation and controlling an obedient population and hoping that children really can't learn to think for themselves and using schools as indoctrination centers and so on. In other words, vaccines are not about immunization, really. They're about something much larger, and it's about keeping people enslaved in a society run by globalists. But that's another topic. We'll get to that later. And frankly, a lot of people aren't ready to hear that yet because they still think the government wants to help you. They still think, oh, the vaccine companies want to protect children. No, they don't. If they did, they'd take the mercury out instead of defending the mercury. So I'm here to say that anyone, any individual, any institution, any authority, even the CDC, the FDA, the government, anyone who says that mercury in vaccines is either harmless or good for children is a medical child molester, a child maimer or child murderer, you might even say, from a medical perspective, like a medical murderer. It's a form of chemical violence against children. And I find it fascinating that we live in a society where, you know, it's correctly illegal to beat a child physically, you know, with violence, and it's wrong to sexually molest a child. It's illegal, as it should be. You know, it's wrong to harm a child through these other forms of violence or abuse, and yet it's perfectly legal to chemically assault a child and chemically harm and maim and destroy a child using a vaccine. Perfectly legal, and the vaccine pushers want more of it. They want more children to be vaccinated. That's why Richard Pan in California, a medical child molester on the radical left, he pushed for SB 277 after taking bribes from drug companies, right? To mandate vaccines so that more children are medically molested with a harmful substance that causes neurological development issues and causes autism and causes severe, permanent, long-term, permanent harm two children. And he knows it. And he did it because he took bribes from drug companies. And he did it because he's an evil person who loves to see children suffer extreme damage. That's the kind of person that Richard Pan is. And there are others like him in the industry who are extremely evil, who are, they seem to relish the idea of harming little children. They're just evil destroyers of innocent lives. You know, there's a sad, sick history of sacrificing children throughout the cultures of the world, and the powerful elite in many, many different societies, you know, Aztec society European societies, perhaps even to this day, the global elite, the eyes wide shut kind of people. There's a pedophilia thread that runs through the six segments of elitist society. I'm not even going to go into it all because too much of it would freak you out. There has always been this element of elitists and the powerful elite who prey upon children and they exploit children. They want to damage and harm children, or they want to use them and abuse them for their own sick purposes. And that's been, sadly, an element of society, you know, that still does continue to this day. There's child sex trafficking all across the world, including in America. There's, you know, Pizzagate pedophilia going on right now in Washington, D.C. You think there's senators? I mean, you think there aren't senators and members of Congress and members of the Obama regime who weren't ordering their little slices of pedophile pizza? Come on. So you shouldn't be surprised to learn that the vaccine industry also preys upon innocent children, and that they are pushing mercury on purpose. They're pushing thimerosal on purpose, even though it could be eliminated easily, even though there's no scientific technical need for thimerosal whatsoever. It is intentionally, deliberately put into the vaccines and defended. They want to keep using it. They don't want vaccines to be clean or safe or green. They want vaccines to be neurologically damaging. They want to damage children. They want to harm children. But they'll tell you just the opposite. They'll say publicly, oh, we want to save the children from the flu. Really? Then why are you injecting them with a known neurotoxin that has irrefutable links to brain damage? You can't claim to be saving the children if you're damaging the children. I mean, come on. It's like a rapist running around saying he's saving his victims with sexual therapy or something ridiculous like that. It's ridiculous. It's criminal. It's insanely criminal. I mean, we're talking like Batman villain insanity. That's why Richard Pan in California is called the Mercury Joker. Like, he runs around stabbing children with a vaccine needle. That's sort of a metaphor that you could imagine. Running around California stabbing little children with a needle because he loves to penetrate children with toxic chemicals. That's Richard Pan. What a sicko. Sicko. Guy should be behind bars, man. Maybe one day he will be. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Democrats in California have been caught and imprisoned for doing things like running illegal guns and drugs. It's because they're all so corrupt. California is like a one-party state. I don't think there's a Republican that's been elected in years. So it's all run by corrupt Democrats who are sickos and psychos and elitists and preying on little children. Just sick, man. What was that old film? That film set in the UK where they had this guy running around with a van and sort of collecting little children. Wasn't that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, whatever, that movie? Collecting little children? That's California today. It's sick. It's sick. In any case, God, what? And by the way, those of us who really want to protect children from mercury, isn't it interesting that we are vilified by the, of course, lying mainstream media? The same fakey media, CNN with all their green screens and all their false Russian hacking, fake news. And Washington Post, fake news, Forbes.com, fake news run by communist China, totally fake news. Who else? No, well, New York Times, fakey. And they attack us for saying the obvious, right? That mercury is toxic. Let's stop injecting children with mercury. Come on. You know, it's funny, these same papers, they'll talk about, well, lead is bad in the water in Flint, Michigan. My God, there was lead in the water. Children were drinking the lead, and that they're right to be alarmed about that. But then they say, ah, it's okay to inject children with mercury. By the way, mercury is way more toxic than lead. So much more toxic. A couple of orders of magnitude more toxic than lead. So why don't these same people who are saying, well, we should inject children with mercury in the form of vaccines, why aren't they saying to inject children with lead? Because that would be stupid and crazy, right? And yet that's what they say with vaccines. It's insane. Look, the common sense, scientific, rational position is my position. Let's stop poisoning the children, period. Stop injecting them with toxic heavy metals, period. You got to understand that political correctness and censorship on the radical left, which is the entire mainstream media, is all about censoring common sense. It's all about subverting logic and reason. The most logical, the most reasonable, the most scientific, the most evidence-based position here is my position. Let's stop injecting children with mercury. End of story. End of story. And yet the mainstream media will twist it around and subvert it and claim, oh, blah, 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 the children need the mercury. It makes vaccines work better. They say that, actually. They literally say that mercury in vaccines makes them work better. These people are insane. And, you know, I know why. Because they were injected with mercury and they already are brain damaged. I'm serious. You look around the mainstream media, these people are brain damaged. They're products of the vaccine poisoning and the vaccine damage. They are brain damaged people. And that's why so many of them look mentally ill, because they've been damaged. And so they want to sort of continue that damaging to other people. It's sort of kind of a pay it forward brain damage campaign, I guess. It's so, isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? And those of us who are like, no, let's protect children. Let's not feed them pesticides. Let's not feed them cancer-causing glyphosate. Let's not inject them with toxic mercury and heavy metals. Let's clean up the water in Flint, Michigan. We are the ones that are called crazy, even though we are, of course, the most rational, the most scientific people of all. You know, why do you think mercury has been outlawed in vaccines across the EU? Why does the EU have more stringent heavy metals limits in the food supply? Because they're ahead of us on this. And yet America, which is run by the corrupt vaccine industry and all the lobbyists of Big Pharma running around the halls of Washington, here's the truth. They can't admit, no, let me back up. They can't take mercury out of the vaccines because they can't admit that there's a problem with mercury. You see, the minute they take it out, they're sort of implying, well, there must have been something wrong with it. And then they have to go back and say, well, gosh, they've been supporting mercury in vaccines for decades, and it might come out, oh, gosh, children were damaged by that. What are you going to do now? That's why they won't admit it. Look, it's the same reason why the American Dental Association, another totally corrupt criminal organization, will not admit that mercury in fillings has a health hazard. Same exact thing. These people are in love with mercury. It's like they're stuck in the 1800s of medicine and science or something. Why not just throw some mercury vapors at everything? Isn't that how they ultimately killed George Washington, I think? Had him inhale too many mercury vapors? These people are so outdated and so corrupt and so damaging in their belief system that we gotta throw them out of power, yank their medical licenses, overthrow the ADA's position on mercury, overthrow the AMA if it supports mercury in vaccines, overthrow the vaccine industry, arrest the vaccine manufacturers for crimes against humanity. I mean, this is nothing less than a massive crime against children, millions of children. Not just millions, I mean, globally, we're talking about billions of children have been damaged to one degree or another by mercury in vaccines. And not just mercury, but also other toxic elements and toxic chemicals in vaccines. It's time for it to stop. That's the rational position. Very simple. And so all those people out there who are medical child molesters should be in prison. They should be indicted, arrested, indicted, charged with the chemical assault and violence against children, and they should be imprisoned. That's the only way, I think, we're going to actually protect the children. And we finally have a new President Trump who might put us on that path, because he's already taken aim at vaccines. You know, he's created the new commission with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the head of that commission to study vaccine safety. And RFK Jr.'s mission is to eliminate mercury in vaccines. And so he has a good chance of actually getting that done. And that would be a great breakthrough. And when that happens, do you think the entire mainstream media will apologize to all of us who raise the alarm about mercury in vaccines? No, of course not. They will print articles that say, well, mercury is totally safe. You know what? They're table of elements denialists. Like, they don't believe in the table of elements, I guess. They don't believe in chemistry or physics or human physiology or organic chemistry. They don't believe in any of that. They're like flat earthers or something. This is like total denialists. They don't believe in the existence of mercury and its damaging effects on human neurology and physiology, which is very strange. You know how those skeptics out there, they like to drink homeopathic remedies to try to prove that homeopathy doesn't work? I mean, it's silly, but that's what they do. I would challenge them to drink like a vial of mercury. Wouldn't that be interesting? Let's see how many mercury pushers out there are willing to drink vials of mercury. If they're going to say that children should be injected with mercury, why don't they drink it themselves? I'm sure we could find some mercury and make it available for them, and even send a camera crew out there to let them demonstrate their belief by consuming vast quantities of mercury. Let's see what they think about that. We'll even make it, I don't know, should we make it ethyl mercury or methyl mercury for them? I don't know, maybe a combination. Put it in there in a combo. See how well they do with that. That would be an interesting science experiment. Yeah, maybe I'll publish a challenge for that. Senator Richard Pan of California, why don't you drink mercury since you want children to be injected with mercury? Will you publicly drink mercury and prove that it's safe? Let's see what he does with that. All right, thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out vaccines.news. That's one of our websites. We're also launching soon thimerosal.news. We've got medicine.news. And of course, my main website, naturalnews.com. Keep spreading the word. We're going to go after these medical child molesters. We're going to shut them down. We're going to pull mercury out of the vaccines. We're going to protect children for real. We're going to shut down the toxic chemicals, the toxic, corrupt corporations. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to keep telling the truth. We cannot be silenced. We cannot be censored out of existence. We are going to keep fighting for humanity, no matter what the odds, no matter what the resistance. We are going to tell the truth over and over and over again until mercury is removed from vaccines. And the criminals who are guilty of crimes against humanity are silenced or imprisoned. That's our goal. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit healthrangerstore.com, where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at healthrangerstore.com.